More now on the opposition candidate whose name has been chanted in recent protests, Mir Hossein Mousavi. This is from a demonstration last week. Mousavi is a former Iranian foreign minister and prime minister, a position that no longer exists. He is an architect by training and a painter, and as Mike Schuster just mentioned, we haven't heard a lot from him recently. What's his political background? What does he stand for? And what might he do next? For answers to those questions, we've asked two people. First, Joe Klein of Time magazine interviewed Mousavi in Tehran the day before the election and joins us now from New York. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
And Mohsen Sazegari is a former deputy prime minister of Iran who's now a dissident living in exile in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program as well.
Thank you. Good to be here.
First, Joe Klein, your strongest impressions of Mir Hossein Mousavi.
Well, this was a very soft-spoken man. I interviewed him in a building that he had designed, which I think is a first for me in 40 years of covering presidential politics in various countries. He was very quiet, very polite, not very charismatic, but he did say several things that distinguished him even from some of the other reformers in terms of his willingness to negotiate with the United States if he were elected.
Did he seem to describe his campaign for president of Iran as one based on a different understanding of democracy or Islam in politics, or were his differences with Ahmadinejad more modest and more policy-oriented?
Well, I think the substantial difference was over the economy. Mousavi wanted to take the oil revenues and use it to invest in a more sophisticated economy of the future. Ahmadinejad has been taking the oil revenues and redistributing them directly. But there was also a difference in style. Ahmadinejad was directly attacking his opponents. He directly attacked Mousavi's backer, Hashemi Rafsanjani. But most important of all, he attacked Mousavi's wife. And that was one thing that got Mousavi's backup.
Mohsen Sazegari, you were, through the 1980s, almost still inside the Islamic Revolution. Your impressions of Mir Hossein Mousavi?
I remember Mir Hossein Mousavi from 1977 when I was a student at Chicago, Illinois, and an active member of Muslim Student Association. In a seminar that we had in Texas, he was invited with his wife from Iran. They had a very good speech about Quran, both of them, in that seminar.
About the Quran?
Yeah. And later when I was at the head of the biggest industrial organization of Iran during the 80s, while Mousavi was prime minister, I have worked with him. He's a nobleman.
A nobleman, you
say? Yes.
An intellectual?
Yes, he's an intellectual, and maybe I don't agree with some of his ideas right now. Somehow he believes in a kind of ideological version of Islam.
There's a report on CQPolitics.com this week that cites a couple of former U.S. Intelligence sources saying that Mousavi, back in the 80s, was very much involved in supporting attacks against the U.S., such as the attacks on the Marine barracks in Beirut or the attack on the U.S. naval base in Italy. Does that sound right to you, Mr. Sazegari? I mean, was he a backer of the relationship with Hezbollah, say, or no?
No, because Prime Minister was just at the head of the executive power and was not involved in Revolutionary Guard and Quds Force or Army of Iran and war affairs. Mousavi just supported, as the head of the government, the war. No, he was not involved in these affairs.
If I could just add, Mousavi is very much part, even if he wasn't directly responsible for Hezbollah activities and some of the other aggressive activities of the Iranian Revolution in the early days, he was very much part of the generation that made the revolution, people like Rafsanjani. And he's been part of the generational transformation that's taken place over time. They've become far more moderate. A lot of the people who took the American hostages at the embassy in 1979 have become leading reformers. And the real generation gap is in Iran is between people like Mousavi, the revolutionary generation, and people like Ahmadinejad, the generation that fought the Iran-Iraq War, who are far more military in their orientation.
Mohsen Sazegari, do you agree with that distinction, that generational division in Iranian politics?
Yes, my generation is generation of revolution. We were all revolutionary in those days. We were anti-US, anti-capitalism. We believed in socialistic ideas. And Mousavi, like many other people in my generation, we have changed our ideas somehow, more or less.
Joe Klein, the last word, the man who struck you as so utterly lacking in charisma when you interviewed him the day before the election, has his behavior since the election surprised you?
Absolutely. He seemed to be someone who was not the sort of guy who would get out in the streets with a speaker horn and lead a public movement.
Mohsen Sazegara, a former deputy prime minister of Iran, now living in Washington, and Joe Klein of Time magazine, thanks for joining us from New York. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.